Hello everyone, it's Sade Champagne and I want to welcome you to episode 7 of my brand new podcast, To Him on Grindhard Radio Network. We only have 3 more episodes, including this one, until this series is complete. To Him is a mixed media series that I created to help bring encouragement, wisdom, and support to men of all ages and backgrounds. This 9-week series will include an audio podcast like the one you're listening to, a short video, a written blog, and social media post. Through my many platforms, I already offer a plethora of grace-filled support for young girls and women, but I'm equally as passionate about seeing men walk in their true identity and receive healing and freedom. I have been blessed to have multiple healthy platonic male friendships over the years and even mentor several young men and boys. Through my research, mentoring, life experiences, and spiritual counsel, I have discovered that men and women are much more alike than what we've been taught to believe. We have many of the same struggles, pains, desires, cares, and questions. My hope and prayer is that through this new series, men will awaken to their true identity in God and no longer live under the societal and religious pressures of this world, and that this wholeness will pour into every area of their lives, and for the women who listen to this show to have a better understanding of who men are, how to see them through God's eyes, and to have healthier, more transparent communication and relationships with the men in their lives. Can you believe we are already 2/3 of the way through our series? For episode 7, we will be discussing how your feelings are valid. Your emotions are just as important as everyone else's, and you're not doing yourself or anyone a favor by internalizing your feelings or stuffing down your emotions. It is such a shame that our society continues to push men in the dark, and we've created such negative sayings like, "Real men don't cry. Stop acting like a little B-word." Or, "You're soft," or a P-word. You know exactly what explicit words those are. And on and on and on. Not only do these popular sayings disrespect women, but they equally disrespect men and discredit your feelings. Many of the men I've mentored and dear friends have told me about how much they struggle emotionally and how it's even affected their mental and spiritual health. Not only do men find it hard to deeply connect with God, but they struggle with connecting with themselves and others too. Through this episode, I believe you will experience God freeing your heart and bringing healing to your emotions. This week's scripture references include 1 Peter 5:7 that says, and this is one of my absolute favorite verses of all time, "Cast your cares and your worries and anxieties upon God because He cares for you." You can cast all your cares, worries, and anxieties upon God because He cares for you. And Psalm 34:4 that says, "I went to the Lord for help. He answered me and rescued me from all my fears." And Psalm 34:18, "God is near to the brokenhearted and there to rescue and save all who are crushed in spirit, discouraged, and have given up hope." All right, so like usual, we're going to go through each of these verses one by one. Let's start with 1 Peter 5:7, where it says, "You can cast all your cares, worries, and anxieties upon God because He cares for you." Notice how it doesn't say, "You can cast some of your cares, some of your worries, or some of your anxieties if dot, 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 dot. Or if you're only a woman, if you're a child, if you come from this background." No, it completely and explicitly says you can cast all your cares, worries, and anxieties upon God because He cares for you. How awesome is that? It continues to say you, meaning you who's listening to this. Doesn't matter your gender, doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter your background. None of these things matter when it comes to God because God sees you as the human being, as His beloved child, whom He adores with everything that He has. Next, Psalm 34:4 says, "I went to the Lord for help. He answered me and rescued me from all of my fears." Wow, That is so incredible to think about. We oftentimes think, well, I can only go to God if I did this, or if I did this, or if I'm in this place. No, you can go to the Lord for help at any time, any moment, and He will always answer you and hear you. And God is there to rescue us from our fears. You never have to just sit in your emotions by yourself and just say, well, it is what it is. This is just the way my life is going to be. No. I don't believe in that type of God. I believe in a God who is there to answer us and rescue us from all of our fears and our worries and remind us of who and whose we are. Psalm 34:18 says, God is near to the brokenhearted and there to rescue and save all who are crushed in spirit, discouraged, and have given up hope. Notice how in all of these verses, it says all. It doesn't just say some people. It doesn't just say some of your concerns. It says all. God is near to you. God loves to rescue you and be there for you. God loves to know your emotions and how you're feeling. It means so much to God. Your feelings and your emotions are valid. One of the sexiest and most attractive things about a man is emotional intelligence and emotional health. Any woman who doesn't value a man's feelings and emotions is most likely projecting her own fears and insecurities and holding on to very old, damaging ways of thinking. I'm going to say that again. Any woman who doesn't value a man's feelings and emotions is most likely projecting her own fears and insecurities and holding on to very old, damaging ways of thinking. One of the reasons men will have a lot of physical health issues and heart illnesses is because of the worry and stress that they carry within. And you'll notice men who battle alcohol and drug addictions and even pornography carry a lot of guilt, shame, and oftentimes find it hard to healthily process through their emotions. They take it out on themselves and bury themselves in their addictions and destructive habits. God never created you to carry the burdens of this world. God never created you to be a savior or to be strong all the time. Your identity is not found in your strength anyway. And we cannot be strong apart from God. God never created you to be a savior or to be strong all the time. Your identity is not found in your strength anyway. And we cannot be strong apart from God. Your identity is found in the God who makes us strong. Your identity is found in the God who makes us strong. God created you to live from love, rest, peace, and joy. And I am so sorry for all of the burdens and lies that you've taken on in this world and have caused you to shrink your spirit and your emotions. But there is good news for you. It doesn't matter how numb, angry, depressed, stressed, or worried you may feel today. God is more than able and willing to bring wholeness, transformation, and help to you. God is raising up a new generation of men from all ages and backgrounds and walks of life who will be mighty in God's love for them and secure in their identity in Christ Jesus, where you will be emotionally and mentally healthy and spreading that grace, light, and joy wherever you go. As God is healing you and setting you free, you'll find addictions and anger and repressed emotions eradicating, and you'll find yourself leaning into what you feel and understanding that even though your emotions and feelings are valid and important, they do not define you or take away from your masculinity. That even through difficult and challenging emotions and feelings, you'll feel Jesus healing you and comforting you with the Holy Spirit and strengthening your life. Today, let's stop hiding. Let's stop fighting. If you can't or don't know how, God is your ever-present help in time of need. God will show you how and persuade your heart. You're not living in this life by yourself. You're not expected to save yourself. We are the creation. We are not the creators. Even though we are able to create, we create from the gift of God. And we are not the savior of the world or the savior of ourselves. God is the savior of the world, and God is the savior of us. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you so much for every single man and person who is listening to this podcast. I thank you that for every single person who is wanting to become emotionally healthy, but they have felt defeated and less desirable. For those who have been beat down for their emotions, Father God, I speak to their inner child. I speak to the man in them. I speak to the woman in them. I speak to the person in them. And I speak to their destiny in you, Jesus. I thank you so much that you are bringing light and life to every crevice of their heart, of their being, of their mind, of their bodies, of their relationships. And I thank you that you are healing them from all the things they have been taught in this world that have brought them down, that have made them feel defeated, that have discouraged them, that have taken from their life. Thank you, God, that nothing is impossible with you. Thank you that you are their ever-present help in time of need, and that you are showing them that we are full human beings, that we are able to feel, that we are able to be present, that we don't have to hide, but we can boldly come to the throne of grace. That is our home, and we will always belong in you, with you, through you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for tuning into episode 7 of the To Him podcast. I am so thankful for everyone's support, for your comments, for tuning into this series every single week. It has been such a blessing and such a gift to hear your testimonies and how you're learning more about yourselves, how you're learning more about men, how it's opening up your hearts and bringing healing. To keep the discussion going and ask questions or leave comments, be sure to go to my official website, iamshadechampagne.com/blog. That's iamshadechampagne.com/blog. And I am also available on most social media platforms under Sade Champagne. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on Grindhard Radio Network for a brand new episode.